I've got this thought in my head recently that I want to talk about, and it's this thought about micro changes. And I think so often people have these big goals, and goals are really important, and goals can help you get to where you want to go. But sometimes those goals or what you're trying to do is so big. So how can you make changes in a really micro way, micro changes? And here's a story. I have a friend, or I used to know this guy like 20 years ago, and he owned video games, those big arcade games that you used to see at like, you know, movie theaters and pizza parlors and, you know, things like that. There were actually like arcades where people went to go play video games. It's changed a lot, obviously, in the last 20 years. And I remember I was like 20 years old and this guy was like 30. And one day we were talking, and I said, you know, this was 20 years ago. I said, you know, like, how much money do you make owning video games? And that's all he did. He owned video games. And he looked at me and he said, you know, I get paid one quarter at a time. Somebody puts a quarter into a video game. And he said, last year I made $300,000. And this guy worked hard. He worked really hard, and he had video games all over the area. And that story has always reminded me that micro changes, small little steps, small little things add up to big things. Because if you saw a quarter on the street, like, you'd pick it up 100%. You'd pick it up. I'd pick it up. I mean, I pick up a penny or a dime or a nickel, and I throw those pieces of loose change in my kid's piggy bank. And then, you know, every year we roll the money and they got $35. But think about one quarter at a time. It's really hard to picture $300,000, but that micro change, that money, actually the tangible change, that micro piece of whatever it is adds up. So if you don't know where to start with a change in your life, if it's eating better, if it's changing your job, if it's building or working on relationships you have, what micro change, super, super, super small, think about the change you want to make and then actually make it even smaller, and then do that. And then keep doing that day in, day out, hour by hour for 10 days. And then maybe you make that change a little bit bigger. Maybe you don't. Maybe you just keep down that path for a month or two or three. Change will happen, even on a micro level. My name's Adam Welcome. This is the Adam Welcome Podcast. Thanks for listening.